Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yankee fans have every right to be jacked up this morning. And Met fans, of course, have every right to be pissed off this morning. Now, I know that it's almost one thing I got to stop doing, because it seems like every time you have an opinion on baseball this early, I feel like I need to preface it by saying there's a long way to go. There's a long way to go. We all know there's a long way to go with these seasons. But really, if you could draw up the best case scenario for the Yankees and the worst case scenario for the Mets, both of those things happen. Outside of major injury for the Mets, like some guy breaking his, like Lindor breaking his leg or something like that. Other than that, you could not have been more embarrassed than the Mets were in these three games. I mean, they didn't lose like 15-1. It's just the way that it happened. They couldn't hit. Rhys Hoskins slapping them around. Getting suspensions and ejections. And, oh, it's just, I mean, talk about getting excited and through a spring training and then showing up at opening day. I mean, think about it. Friday, I'm talking about the Premio Italian sausage, hearkening back to the nostalgia of the old days of Shea Stadium and opening days and being younger. And then this morning going, what in the hell was that? What? It's one of the worst opening days they've ever had. I mean, I talked about that one. I was in 2003. I was in Mezzanine Reserve out in left field. And it was like 30-mile-an-hour winds and 47 degrees. And they lost 15-2 to the Cubs. I mean, this one was not that bad, but it was pretty ugly.
The whole weekend was ugly. And it's unfortunate. And like you said, there's a long way to go. And hopefully they'll right the ship this week against the Tigers. If, in fact, they can get any of these games in, who knows?
They will tonight.
I hope so. But and they need to get a win in a worse way.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.